coming Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd, Issues Etc. 24. It's a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. from 3 in the afternoon Central Time on November 2nd through 3 in the afternoon Central on November 3rd. Issues Etc. 24, Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd. Listen live at issuesetc.org.
You know, those ads saying Mitt Romney would ban all abortions and contraception seemed a bit extreme. So I looked into it. Turns out, Romney doesn't oppose contraception at all. In fact, he thinks abortion should be an option in cases of rape, incest, or to save a mother's life. This issue's important to me, but I'm more concerned about the debt our children will be left with. I voted for President Obama last time, but we just can't afford four more years.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
That's a new Mitt Romney ad that's running in swing states right now. It's causing a bit of controversy, not making anybody very happy, either pro-lifers or those who call themselves advocates for reproductive choice. Joining us to talk about this new Mitt Romney ad on abortion and contraception, Marilyn Musgrave. She's a former U.S. congressman from Colorado and vice president of government affairs for the Susan B. Anthony List. Marilyn, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
With this new ad, is the Romney campaign throwing some pro-lifers under the bus?
Well, I don't feel that he is at all. Romney said that he wanted to defund Planned Parenthood. He said he would appoint a pro-life running mate. I know Paul Ryan very personally. I couldn't have been happier when he chose him. And I think that Romney's detractors, his political enemies, are gleeful, as you said, that not very many people are happy on either side of the issue. Because the pro-abortion crowd sure not going to support him. And I know that his political detractors would hope to discourage pro-lifers from showing up and voting, because in this election, they can make all the difference in these swing states. But oh my, who is extreme on the issue of abortion? Barack Obama. The most pro-abortion president we've ever had. And I am somewhat discouraged that the American public doesn't seem to understand that Obamacare has the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade, that the Health and Human Services mandate is an assault on our religious liberties like none we've ever seen. And so, you know, here we are in this abortion discussion. You know, the thing that people used to tell me, just don't talk about that stuff when I was running for office. You know, that's the advice that is very often given to campaigns. Here we are. You know, that seems to be the issue that the Obama camp seems to think that is going to make women support Obama over Romney. So I think this ad is an attempt to persuade women that Romney is not extreme on abortion. And we pro-lifers, we like people to shout it from the rooftops that they're pro-life, but that's not really happening in this campaign. But I am very confident that Mitt Romney would be a pro-life president, and I am so hopeful that pro-life voters will make all the difference in this race.
We'll take a break when we come back. A few more minutes with Marilyn Musgrave of the Susan B. Anthony List, talking about the new Mitt Romney ad running in swing states on abortion and contraception. Stay tuned.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Imagine steadfastlutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub, your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm, so check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Treadmill for the Mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
An English man who refused mercy killing dies of natural causes.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
With his whole body paralyzed except for his head and unable to speak, Tony Nicholson communicated through a computer. For the last few years, he had used this communication to express his wish to die. But England's High Court denied his plea for someone to kill him. Shortly after the decision, he died of natural causes. The euthanasia and assisted suicide lobby in England took up Nicholson's case, but to no avail. In the end, the High Court ruled that euthanasia, even voluntary, would not afford a defense for murder.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, inviting you to join us in our battle for life. For more, go online to sba-list.org.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. Marilyn Musgrave of the Susan B. Anthony List is our guest. We're talking about that new Mitt Romney ad on abortion and contraception. Marilyn, I like to think of myself as a no exceptions pro-lifer, but I understand the political pragmatism of running a candidate here who has a policy of exceptions. I think that was well explained by Paul Ryan in the vice presidential debate. But I do find the wording of the ad troubling, where it says he, that is Romney, thinks that abortion should be an option, and then it lists those exceptions that everyone understands he holds to. Is it wise for a pro-life presidential candidate who wants to distinguish himself as a pro-life presidential candidate to use the term abortion should be an option? That sounds a lot like abortion should be a choice.
Well, I don't like that phrase either. I don't like it at all. What it does refer to is, even in the Hyde Amendment, even in the legislation that has been passed in Congress, there has always been those three exceptions. So it's current law. It's probably what will go on. And, you know, again, here in this debate, it seems like there's belief on both sides that women voters will make the difference. And I just wish, what I would like to see is more out there showing how extreme this president is. You know, there were votes in Congress on banning sex selection abortion, fetal pain legislation that acknowledges after a certain point in the pregnancy the unborn child feels pain. And Barack Obama opposed both those things. When Barack Obama was a state senator, he opposed the Infant Born Alive Act. Babies that survived an abortion were to receive no care under Barack Obama's opinion because the mother intended for the baby to die. That's how extreme this president is, and this Health and Human Services mandate forces religious institutions and people of conscience to pay for not only contraception, and that's all the Barack Obama campaign wants to talk about, contraception. The mandate goes to abortion-inducing drugs and sterilization. So what saddens me is, in this debate, not enough people know how extreme Barack Obama is on the issue of life. Abortion for any reason at any time during the pregnancy, and step up, taxpayer, because you get to pay for it.
Marilyn Musgrave is a former U.S. congressman from Colorado and vice president of government affairs for Susan B. Anthony List. You'll find a link to the Susan B. Anthony List under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Marilyn, thank you again.
Thank you, Todd.